You're listening to Comedy Central.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
This Mueller report thing is one of the most entertaining scandals that's happening right now. And I'll tell you why, for me personally, because I can understand where Trump and his supporters are coming from. Trump and his people are saying, if there was no collusion, how can there be obstruction of justice, right? But what they don't seem to understand is America does make provisions for that in the law. You can obstruct justice for a crime that was never committed. Which is a very weird thing, in my opinion. I won't lie. I do think it's weird. Because Trump is like, I never did the thing. Then it's like, yes, but you still might have obstructed justice. He's like, but how can I obstruct justice for a thing that never happened? They're like, you still obstructed justice. That's how it works. And he's like, but that's, like, basically, it's like you lied about eating the cookies. Wait, let me think. I'm trying to think of, it's such a weird thing. You know what it's like? It's like your mother accuses you of eating the cookies, right? But then you block her from going to the kitchen to prove that the cookies have been eaten. And then even if there were no cookies eaten, she's gonna beat your ass for blocking her. That's essentially what it is. Your mother's like, I don't care. You're like, but there were no cookies. She's like, I don't care. Why were you blocking me? Then you're like, because I didn't eat the cookies. She's like, I don't care. You blocked me. You stood in my way, young man. And that's what's happening to Trump. And the reason I'm so entertained by it is because I feel like 2019 is the year when powerful white people are learning about the justice system in a way that black people in America have known about for a very long time. No, because everyone, because like you look at the parents involved in like the college admission scandal and they're like 40 years in jail, this is ridiculous and this, and black people are like, uh-huh. Tell us how excessive your criminal justice system is. And then Trump is like, how can I go to jail for blocking an investigation into something that never happened? And black people are like, oh yeah, you mean like getting arrested for resisting arrest? Which, by the way, is another thing that can happen to you in America. You can literally get arrested for resisting arrest. That happened, there was a young black man in Florida that was, it went viral a while ago. He was arrested and they were like, why did you arrest him? And they're like, he's arrested for resisting arrest. And I said, okay, but what was the underlying crime? And they're like, no, there is no charge other than that. So I was like, wait, so you arrested him for resisting arrest, but what was he being arrested for? They're like, for resisting arrest. It's like, yes, but what was he the first arrest for? They're like, that doesn't matter. We said you're under arrest, and he said, for what? And then we're like, stop resisting, and then we arrested him. And that's like literally, black people in America are like, oh, we've been saying this justice system is crazy as shit, and now Trump is like, so crazy, so wild, who would have thought? See, if he had black friends, they would have told him.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.